News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The Social Intervention Committee has started work in the Mount Salem Zone of Special Operations. Providing a statement to Parliament on the zone last Tuesday, Prime Minister Andrew Holness said the National Works Agency has conducted an assessment on roads and other thoroughfares in the area. Additionally, both the National Water Commission and National Energy Solutions Limited have visited the zone to begin working with residents to regularize their electricity and water connections.
On Sunday, I met with the executives of the NWA, and we have reserved some funds to immediately begin addressing roads, drainage, and where possible, Mr. Speaker, to deal with some beautification within the area.
The Prime Minister added that he has had discussions with the Minister of Local Government and Community Development and the head of the National Solid Waste Management Authority to step up efforts to improve sanitation within the community. The Mobile Justice Unit of the Legal Aid Council will be making two stops in Mount Salem City James during the month of September. The first stop was on Wednesday, September 13, at the Mount Salem Community Center, and the second will be a justice fair at the Mount Salem Resource Center on Wednesday, September 27. The activities are geared at providing the community with legal aid services and guidance on a range of civil and criminal matters. Executive Director of the Legal Aid Council, Hugh Faulkner, says the provision of legal services is a critical plank of the social intervention thrust in Mount Salem, which is currently a zone of special operations. Meanwhile, other locations to be visited by the Mobile Justice Unit this month include Gordon Penn and Homestead in St. Catherine, as well as Parade Gardens at Mountain View Avenue in Kingston. Some 700 persons have so far benefited from the service island-wide. The Mobile Justice Unit is supported by the Citizen Security and Justice Program, CSJP-3, administered through the Ministry of National Security. The Housing Division in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation has entered into a joint agreement to provide more housing solutions in St. Catherine. Information Minister Senator Ruel Reid says Cabinet approved a partnership with Meridian Company Holdings Limited to build homes in Portmore.
To develop 125.5 hectares or 310.12 acres of land located at Cedar Grove, St. Catherine, to provide 1,750 housing solutions.
Senator Reid was speaking at a post-Cabinet briefing on Wednesday. And 9 members of the World Bank Group's Board of Executive Directors were in Jamaica for a 2-day visit. The group represents 98 World Bank member countries from the Caribbean, Latin America, North America, Europe, Africa, Middle East, Asia, and the Pacific. The delegation discussed, among other issues, Jamaica's development priorities and the World Bank's engagement in efforts to reduce poverty and enhance prosperity. Speaking on behalf of the group, World Bank Executive Director Karen Mathiasen said they looked forward to a first-hand examination of the impact of the agency's efforts in the country.
We usually are in our boardrooms in Washington, D.C., reviewing project documents, and when we actually get out to visit the client countries and see the projects and meet the ministers and other officials, it's tremendously rewarding.
During their visit, the representatives met with Prime Minister Andrew Holness, Finance Minister Audie Shaw, and other members of the Cabinet, as well as key representatives from the private sector, civil society, and women entrepreneurs. The World Bank representatives departed the island yesterday. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjuri James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
The annual GIS Heritage Essay, Poster and Photography Competitions are back. If you are 9 to 12 years old, enter the GIS Heritage Competition. Submit your 400 to 500 word essay on the theme, How Would You Like to See Jamaica in Another 55 Years? Students in grades 7 to 13, the poster competition is for you. Design an 11 by 17 inch poster digitally or by illustration depicting Jamaica 55. And the photography competition targets students attending an accredited tertiary institution. Submit one high high-resolution photograph depicting the theme Jamaica 55. Submission deadline is midnight October 31. Entry forms are available at jis.gov.jm.